3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is 10:06. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I hope you have some amazing things planned this weekend. We have so much going on in Pensacola. Fiesta Parade is tonight. We're going to be there. Cat Country's going to be there. ESPN Pensacola. So wave at us if you see us. It's going to be a great time. I am so excited to have the owner of Anytime Fitness, North 9th Avenue, Mike Dyson, with me this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tammy.
Yeah, I've been excited about this because I'm into fitness. I love Anytime Fitness. So anything we talk about when it comes to fitness related, I'm just super excited about it. Like I said, I digress. I say it all the time. Yeah. But it's great to have you. And we're going to talk a little bit about your background, a little bit what Anytime Fitness offers to people. Okay. They have classes, they have memberships. So it's great. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you became the owner of Anytime Fitness.
Well, I really didn't think I'd be in the fitness industry, to tell you the truth.
Really?
I was in a completely different field. I was a Marine for over 12 years. And then ended up in the automotive manufacturing industry.
Okay.
But I had ended up diagnosed with a degenerative disc in my lower back in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. I was just 40 years old. It was terrible. Sometimes I couldn't walk, go to the doctor 6-7 times a year. It was just a really bad time in my life.
I've heard those are severely painful.
Yeah, it was just terrible. I mean, I'd sleep like with my legs off the side of the bed. I couldn't sleep on my back. It was not a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in a church service. Some people believe that God doesn't speak, but I know that he does. And I felt called to change my health. I was a 3 snoozer, if people can relate to that, like in the morning.
I might be bad at that sometimes. Not all the time,
very,
but maybe
very,
a little bit.
Very common, that's for sure. But I went from a 3 snoozer to being at the gym doors every morning at 5:30. I joined the wellness center the next week. That word really just sparked me to do something. I didn't have a lot of weight. Like I didn't look a lot different. But I just took this journey and I started on a treadmill and I walked in pain every day.
Oh, man.
And little by little started getting better. And then Anytime Fitness opened close to our house, which in the morning minutes matter when you're working.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. So it was close and convenient. We went there and then I just started feeling kind of compelled to step out of the corporate world, a lot of hours, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of just took the plunge in Anytime, started in Shreveport, Louisiana, and then came here to Florida. So, and now in 2010, I guess it was, I slept on my back for the first time in over 6 years. It's just unbelievable now. I don't really have any issues whatsoever. So fitness has been an integral part of my life to change my life in many different ways, because now I'm in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wholeheartedly believe that we're called to this business to help others do the same thing, because health is gigantically important. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you're not going to be able to do a lot. So.
No. And so you healed your back with fitness?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
wow.
It's amazing how it all transpired. I mean, it was a long journey. It wasn't short by any means. And even stretching, I thought stretching, I guess a former Marine, I was a little hard-headed thinking, what's that going
to
do for you?
Oh, I can testify to that. I don't ever stretch while I had to go to the chiropractor.
But I did that consistently for a year every morning, just for a few minutes. And at the end of that year, it was a noticeable difference.
Uh-huh.
It's been an amazing journey for sure.
That's amazing. I love hearing your story and how you came to buy Anytime. And this is the Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue.
Correct.
If you want more information, you can give them a call, 969-1348, or go over to anytimefitness.com, put in the zip code, and it'll bring you right to North 9th Avenue.
Yep.
And just so you know, I think each one is owned separately, correct?
That's correct. Right. I own the 9th Avenue, and then I also have the one on Highway 98 out the back end of NAS.
That's
right. There as well.
Yep. Awesome. I have to say, and on a personal note, that sometimes that place is my second home. And it's not just physical health, it's mental health.
Yeah.
That really fitness can transform your life totally.
Yeah.
And I
totally
think
agree.
It's so important to incorporate some type of fitness. Like you said, you got on the treadmill in pain. It doesn't have to be weightlifting. It doesn't have to be something severe. Just getting in there, you know, getting on the treadmill. And what I always tell people is actions first, motivation is second.
That's right.
And so I know there's been times where I do not want to do it.
Yeah.
Just the action of walking in there.
Yeah.
And as you start doing it, the motivation will come. So I know for some people right now, they're like, that's too much. You know, what I say is go get on the treadmill for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I promise you, after 5 minutes, you're going to do 10.
Yeah, I think you just have to start somewhere.
Right, just start somewhere.
And those little bits, little by little, you just kind of start taking the ground, I'll call it the ground of your life or your health back.
Right.
And that consistently would help you. And I love what you said about emotionally, because I'm a kind of a type A driven person.
Mm-hmm.
going to kind of be pingy, you know, high spin.
As
and
am
it really,
I.
Yeah, and it really cuts the edge off of you in a lot of ways and helps settle you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's an accomplishment as well, even if it's just that short period of time that you took that. You're kind of taking charge in an area of your life that definitely, no doubt in my mind, is an integral part to living a great life.
Absolutely.
Sure,
so. And if you have any questions or comments, 437-1620. You are welcome to text or call in any questions for Mike that you have. He is the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue. Again, if you want to give them a call, 969-1348, or head on over to anytimefitness.com, put in your zip code, it will bring it up. What I do is I go to Google and put Anytime Fitness North 9th Avenue. Click on your website and it goes straight to you. So either one will work.
That's the easy way.
It's the easy way for sure. So let's talk about what we can, what are some benefits of joining Anytime Fitness?
Well, Anytime Fitness model, the way it was designed was to be smaller, even though now probably the average is around 6,000 square feet, which is good size. But it was to be smaller, so you in 24/7 as a member, you can go in and out with your fob. But was to not have large amounts of people, which we don't, even in our busiest time, maybe 12 to 15 would be about tops. Mm-hmm. And then people just rotate in and out. And also, I collate it to kind of like Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
We really try to be personal with knowing people. You're not just a number or a name. I mean, we don't want to get in your business. I mean, we'll,
right. No,
unless
of course.
If you want to talk to us, we'll be more than happy to listen and engage that. But we want people to know that they're important. They're not just, we're not looking for their billing. And I think sometimes people think that, but it's not. We really want to engage people. And sometimes it's hard. People sometimes don't want to be engaged. But we're trying to keep people motivated. And we text people, we call people.
Yeah, I get emails.
We try to really engage them to say, you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing, or let's get in here and get you started. So I think Anytime Fitness to me is personal. I think that's the biggest thing. And we've really pushed to become more of a coaching facility.
Okay.
There are a lot of places that are out there and they kind of just turn you loose and you don't have help and people don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was intimidated by a free weight area. Some people may not even know what that's called.
Oh, that can be extremely
intimidating. Yeah, and as a male, you know, you don't even want to mention that because you're like, what's your problem, you know?
But, right. No, it is. It's very intimidating.
Yeah, but by taking a coach, I began to learn and get confidence in some of those things and in teaching form. So those are things I think we really pride ourselves on, is trying to be that personal approach.
Yes, and that's definitely needed. I know so many people that they're like, I wouldn't go to the gym because it's intimidating when you walk in, you know? I never felt that way at Anytime Fitness. But,
good. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah.
And just really, because there's a why behind going, you know, find your why for
that's
sure.
True. Yeah, that's true.
But they have coaches, and then they also have as well training.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a small group training and team training. Used to be back in the day, classes were the big thing. But really what we do now is focus on a small group training, or team training would be around 10 people. And what's great about that is classes really never corrected form or anything like that. You just kind of get in there and did your own thing.
Right.
And still, you can perform at whatever level you want to, but we have a coach right alongside to correct form, because form is huge, right? And you could do an exercise and you could do it improperly, which could risk injury, but you won't maximize that exercise until you do the form right. Mm-hmm. And I just recently had my coach doing some things with me and I was doing it wrong after all these years, which is no surprise. I'm not a master, but when she had me do it right, I mean, I felt it in that muscle group much more.
Right.
So I think those team trainings and small groups are just gigantically important for people to help them.
Absolutely. And also it builds confidence.
It does.
If you just want to come in and start in a little class, that always builds confidence for you to be able to go from that to coming in and just doing your own thing as well.
Right. I agree. Because I think that's the biggest thing, is people don't know what to do. And many times they don't want to say, I don't know what to do.
No,
right?
I get it.
And I felt the same way. I mean, I felt very inferior. And it sounds crazy after being a Marine for over 12 years, but I was forced into exercise, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, later I had to take charge of that. So, I think that it helps remove some of that intimidation factor. So
you also have group, but you also have one-on-one as well.
We do. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times we start people in group or team just because of what you mentioned, but the one-on-one is definitely there as well too. For specific needs, sometimes injuries are involved. Our coaches are really good at determining that because sometimes they may not be a candidate for the small group based off of injuries or their health in general. So then we take that one-on-one approach.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue. You can give them a call, 969-1348, or head on over to their website, anytimefitness.com. Just put in your zip code, and it'll bring up the North 9th Avenue. Or, you know, walk in, right? What are your hours over there?
10 to 6, Monday through Thursday. Uh-huh. And then Jacqueline, who is our manager there, she's there at 7 on Friday mornings till 3 in the afternoon.
Nice. And so if you want to go over and just talk to her and look around, that's
exactly.
always important. Exactly.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, we always want to show people around, and mm-hmm. we try to always talk to people when they first come in. You mentioned the why. It's gigantically uh-huh. important, right? Someone could say they want to lose weight. That's a goal. But we want to understand, why do you want to lose that weight, right? Mm-hmm. What effect is it having on you? So we can better determine what kind of a plan do we put you in
right.
to begin to engage that, right? Because it's really, that's kind of the root of things. So a lot of people may be out of breath, playing with kids, those type
right.
of things. And weight has that effect on people, but we need to address that because that's going to be your motivating factor. So our manager will sit down with you. Again, we're just going to talk about some things so we can better kind of help guide you through the process, so to speak. So
absolutely. If you have any questions, comments, 437-1620, you are welcome to call or text. We'd be happy to hear from you this morning. One of the number one things that I absolutely love about Anytime Fitness is convenience. You can go to Anytime Fitness anywhere.
That's correct.
And that key fob works.
That's correct. It takes 30 days for the fob mm-hmm. to get in the system, but my wife and I were in London, actually, and uh-huh. we were on a double-decker bus and looked down the little side street, and there's Anytime
really?
Fitness.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of
cool.
wild. I was like, well, check that out. But yeah, your fob will work everywhere. So after 30 days, you know, if you're traveling, it's awesome. And the same for us when we travel. We typically try to locate ourselves close to an Anytime Fitness so we can stay on point. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. when I go to Arkansas, there's to visit family. You know, I can just say, hey, I'm going to go down the street to work out.
Yeah.
You know, I have the membership. My key fob works.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
amazing. I yeah. love that yeah, convenience.
Yeah.
And it's
awesome.
24/7.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So if you get off in the morning hours and you want to go work out before bed or after work,
right.
or I do it at lunch sometimes,
yeah.
because that's the only time that I have, just taking that time away,
yeah.
they're going to be open.
That's right. That's right.
So that's yeah. really great. So like you said, you know, joining Anytime Fitness, the benefits, you know, you get support. You get support from the staff. If you want to take it slow, y'all do a one-on-one consultation.
We do. We get we try to get everyone engaged in a fitness, what's called a fitness consultation,
mm-hmm.
Where we'll sit down again. We're going to go back over your why, your goals. We do a workout with you. We also do a body scan. InBody is a big one. We have eVolt. It does the same thing. It's going to tell us what your body fat percentage is. Some people may not want to know what that is. But it's always good to know. It's important
yeah.
to have uh-huh. a benchmark to understand where you're starting at. So then we can take those readings again so you can mm-hmm. see what you're actually doing. Because sometimes the scale doesn't depict what's exactly happening. Muscle weighs more than fat, mm-hmm. right? So your scale could remain the same, but maybe you're gaining more muscle and you're losing fat.
Right, right.
And that's why these readings and things like that really help us to be able to help people target those things. So.
Absolutely. If you have any questions or questions or comments, not concerns, nothing to be concerned about today, 437-1620. Like I said, we're talking to Mike Dyson. He's the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue. You can give them a call, 969-1348, or head on over there, 6301 North 9th Avenue. It's Anytime Fitness right behind the Waffle House.
It is behind the Waffle House.
Yep.
That's correct.
Right in that yeah. little area back there.
It seems to be like a milestone.
I know, you
spot,
can see it.
Right?
So if you see yeah. the Waffle House, it's behind
yeah,
it.
That's correct.
We don't recommend you go to Waffle House and then go
yeah,
to Anytime
that would
Fitness.
Be another, that would be a discussion we might
That wouldn't
have
work
that.
Very well.
That's correct. That's right.
That might not make you feel very good.
That's
so
right.
let's don't do that. But
that's
hey,
right.
it's right over there on Langley and Tippin and that little crazy intersection that we have in Pensacola. It's kind yeah. of weird, but it's right over in that corner. It's a great place to go and work out. And like he said, it's not super busy. It's not a place you're going to come into and there's going to be 100 people. And I've never seen it super crowded. It's always just steady.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, obviously January mm-hmm. is a different time, different month, right? Mm-hmm. And it is busier. But even in our busiest times,
yeah.
it's just not like what people would picture. Uh-huh. Sometimes they walk in and they see the size of the facility. Obviously, there are very much larger facilities uh-huh. here locally. And those typically have large amounts of people in it. So it's hard for people to understand how can this work or translate. But it works very well because people are coming in at different times and it's just kind of a rotation system. So,
yeah
you don't ever really find a time that we're not what people will call slammed, uh-huh. you're always able to get on equipment and do what you need to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I saw a little bulletin board the other day, and it talked about this is halfway through the year and it's time for a reset. Physical reset. So right. I know it's January is the busiest time of year, right?
right?
But we are in June.
right.
So it might be time for a reset, get back into fitness yeah. if you got out of it. Because sometimes we do, it's like right. gets super busy. So it's that time of year. We're like, okay, we're halfway through the year. Let's think about how we need to pick this back up and start back over maybe.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think, you know, now it's nice outside. A lot of people will, you know, want to get outside, and I would encourage that,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
But I do find, though, that even my wife and I, we tried to do it on our own from home.
Uh-huh.
And as disciplined as we had already had gotten, it's difficult.
Oh, very.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what you talked about before, like when you get in there, I think it helps motivate you. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, a restart, I think at any time. We use January as New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. but I think there's always a good time. Today is the day, really, to start
right.
Your journey on your health. And, you know, it's interesting because I think sometimes younger people don't think about it. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
But you're not always going to be those ages, and what you do today will mm-hmm. affect those things later. And I find many times what happens is that people get later in life and now they're trying to play catch up, and you can't always play that catch up. By that
mm-hmm.
time, there could be diseases involved and sicknesses and mm-hmm. injuries or it's just a gamut of different things. So, you know, I just encourage people out there, if you've tried it before, you know, step again. Sometimes it takes multiple times, but we'll be there to help you however we can.
And I think sometimes people think, and I mean, I've done this in my own personal life, is in especially type A, we're type A,
yeah.
you want to be all or nothing,
yeah,
right?
right?
It's 100% yeah. or 0%.
Right.
There's
yeah.
no in between. And right. so with fitness, I feel like people start and they're like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Start slow.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be an athlete in a week.
Right.
You know, just get in there.
Right.
I think the hardest part with any fitness is just getting up and walking through the door.
Right.
Once you've done that, that is 90% of the hard work,
yeah,
to be
I
honest.
I totally agree. Yeah.
yeah.
And I think that's what happens in January. People go and eat salads uh-huh. and then they go bust a bunch of cardio.
Yeah.
And then they hate it after 2 weeks.
Yeah, they hate
and
it.
Who,
yeah.
And who wouldn't, right?
Right, right.
I mean, because their body's not getting enough nutrients and they're mm-hmm. just, it becomes a burnout thing. So you're exactly right. I think the getting in there is the biggest obstacle,
it
right?
is.
And then
mm-hmm.
From there, I mean, you should be proud of yourself in that essence, just getting in the
that.
Door,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, from there, just stay consistent and mm-hmm. don't be afraid to ask questions, mm-hmm. right? Because we all started
right.
somewhere, right? So,
and
I mean,
some days,
and I'm not a master
right.
still today. I mean, even though I may be the owner, mm-hmm. I'm not a master by any means, and I'm constantly mm-hmm. learning things myself, so.
And I also feel some days you're only at 10% or some days you're only at
50%. Yeah.
What I heard someone say is just give 100% of the 10%.
Right. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you're at 20, because I'm telling you right now, I work out, I'm in Taekwondo, and there's days that I look at the door and I'm like, no, just do it. That's when discipline comes
right,
in. But
right.
I mean, all of us have very bad days. And just like you said,
right.
walking through the door.
Right.
And some days I'm like, you know, I think I'm just going to walk on the treadmill today because
yeah.
I just need to decompress. Or
yeah.
maybe I'm just going to go for a run.
Yeah.
And just don't judge how you feel. Just walk in. And like I said, walking through the door, that's the action. The motivation
right.
will come.
That's
so
right.
That's how it works.
That's right.
If you need more information, you can head on over to anytimefitness.com and put in your zip code. It will pull up North 9th Avenue. That's 6301 North 9th Avenue. Anytime Fitness. I have the owner of Mike Dyson with me. Their phone number is 969-1348, but I would also recommend you heading on over there and checking it out, too. That's always good to walk around, have someone talk to you about it, see what your fitness goals are, so you feel a little less intimidated when you go over there and check it out as well first.
Right, I agree. I mean, we get calls, and of course, people always mm-hmm. want to know price first. I think that's
yes.
just because that's the question
oh,
you
yeah.
know to ask,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm not saying that's not important, but you really need to come to the facility so mm-hmm. we can walk you through the facility and you can see what we have. And then, and hopefully, you know, you'll find that we are what I'm saying we are, which is
oh,
personal,
yeah.
all right? And we really do care about people's health and their well-being, so.
Right, and I think I've been, do you remember when Cantonment came in and put their, do you know what year that was?
I do not.
Okay.
Maybe 4 years ago.
4 years
maybe,
ago. Yeah,
like
four
that.
Or five.
Yeah.
I think I've been with Anytime for about 4 or 5 years, and
yeah.
I would not change. I love Anytime
yeah,
Fitness.
Good.
I think it's
good.
Amazing.
We don't want you to change either.
No, I love it. It's just the atmosphere is nice. It's not anything intimidating.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling intimidated when I walk in there. Everyone's super nice and helpful. And it's just a place where, you know, they're not slamming down their weights.
Right,
and,
right.
You know? So it's just a place where I go and put my headphones in and, you know, get my mind back in check. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like going to work out, putting your headphones into whatever music you like to listen to, even if it's just walking on the treadmill and decompressing from life stresses. You will walk out a different person.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's hugely therapeutic.
Yes.
In those ways. And you know, you mentioned about sometimes when you don't feel like, you just don't feel up to par. But I have found many times those are my best workout days.
Right.
The days that I step in when I really don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And then I step into it. It just, it seems to have the opposite effect in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I feel much better when I leave. So I'm always glad that I took that step.
Well, I'm glad you took the step too
that
God wanted you to take, right?
Amen,
and come open it up for me, right?
That's right.
And for all the people that need it, absolutely. Yeah. So like he was saying earlier in his testimony that, you know, he felt compelled to do this and he did it. And he had degenerative disc disease.
Yeah, exactly.
He started working out and healed that.
Yeah.
And we thank you for your service. You were a Marine for 12 years?
Yeah, just over 12 years.
For a long time.
Yeah,
so,
a long time.
We appreciate you here in the community.
Oh,
absolutely.
You.
I know I do. And what I love, like I said before, what I love about Anytime Fitness is its convenience. It's 24/7. Anywhere you go, I think they have 5,100 locations. That's what I read somewhere.
That's correct. Yeah. I think it's just over 5,000 now. Yep.
So after 30 days, you can go to any of them.
That's correct.
And I just get so excited when I'm in Little Rock or anywhere and I just do my little fob and it turns green. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And they're getting ready to go to, actually, they're just now modifying some of my locations. Two of five locations I have been modified to digital. So we have an app as well, which there are a lot of apps out there, but the key fob will actually go to digital as well, you'll be able to use an app and you'll just be able to go up and scan your fob on your app, which is pretty cool too. So,
that's really neat. That'll be nice, especially if you don't have your keys or the fob is on a different, I have had that happen before.
Exactly.
Also, I want to talk about, you have a free day 7 pass?
Yeah, it's a 7-day trial.
Okay.
We do it a little bit different. We kind of plug people in, and then at the end of that 7 days, if you choose to terminate, you can. But it is 7 days free.
Okay.
We give you a key, so that way you can experience being a member, in essence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good trial time for people. And then we follow up with people in that 7 days as well, right? We want you to use it. Mm-hmm. When you come in for the trial, we don't want you to not use it. We want you to use it, right? That's the goal is usage for sure. So
you can do that on the website as well. Anytime Fitness, it tells you to search the zip code and then we'll find North 9th Avenue you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, come try it out for free for 7 days, you know? And, I always think of health, fitness as self-care.
Yes.
So something is self-care. And really when you do fitness for a long time, you realize it's something that you need and want.
That's right.
And then it stops being a burden. Because
sometimes
it feels like it's a burden, like I have to do this too. But once you realize and reap the benefits of it, mentally, physically, emotionally, you realize it's really something I need to implement into my life and make it a part of my life and routine.
Yeah, we just don't see the value of it is really what it comes down to, right? Like we see the value in putting extra hours at work and things like that because we have aspirations, but we just don't see the value of health until something happens.
Right, true.
Right, and we don't want it to come to that. So I think, if you could grasp or maybe step into something that maybe you don't completely understand, but as you step into it, you'll get greater understanding, and then you'll kind of begin to reap the benefits of that, which just solidifies it that much more that you want to stay involved and engaged. Yeah.
Right, and I feel like sometimes we put it on the back burner, but when I say this is something I have to do, like my job is something I have to do, I make fitness something that has to be done.
Right.
For me, for mental health purposes, and those endorphins start going, you feel stronger, you feel better. I've walked in, I'm going to just be real, I've walked in almost in tears before in my life and walked out, okay, I got this,
That's
I
awesome.
Can do this. And it just takes that moving your body, getting that mental health in check, physical health, it'll make you feel better all over.
Right.
And of course, sometimes you don't see the change in one day,
no.
But I feel like mentally you will feel better.
Well, right, and I think sometimes we just gauge success by what we see in the mirror.
Right.
And I think that's not something, I mean, look, I can't say I wouldn't love to look or different maybe in some ways, but the bottom line, it's not always going to be the case. And so you really have to go in it for health reasons to take back and take charge of a piece
Absolutely.
Of your
life. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike. It has
been a pleasure having
you. Again, head on over to Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue. That's 969-1348. Look them up, anytimefitness.com. You can get a 7-day free trial to go check them out. Go walk in the door, have them talk to you and show you around some amazing place to be. Definitely something you should implement in your life. Coming up, we have Kate with ESPN Pensacola.